What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style.
Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Marisa's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
Willie just gave me a heart attack, but that's okay. Coming to you live in the Bill Ford Tubbs studio.
I've never seen your eyes shoot open that
gave
big.
Gave us
in my
all
life.
A heart attack.
I thought the mic was open. Holy God.
He's like, oh my God, no.
Jesus. I'm like, all right, Willie, enjoy the weekend and the rest of your career. Anyhow, that's not the case. Into the Mets in a second. But just one more quick one, and then I'm going to wrap this up until it comes up again, obviously, because I know the Parsons story is the biggest one in sports right now. Just one other thing, because one guy on Twitter hit me up with, you know, one thing I lacked to bring up is the fact that Jerry Jones is worth so much money and he wouldn't pay Micah Parsons. Guys, that's not what happened here. He offered him, again, until someone refutes it, I'm going to believe it, the most money for a non-quarterback.
And this is out of Jerry's mouth, too.
Right.
Yeah.
No one has refuted that. So it's not about he didn't want to pay him or wasn't good. I'm with you. There's something else here.
It doesn't fit. Like, I just, knowing how the track record, listen, like you stated, all of Jerry's guys, former and present, said that he will pay you. Jerry himself said at that press conference and pretty much said, hey, man, when Michael was overseas, I told him, stay at home. Come in the morning. Issued him a contract. It was the biggest whatever, right? That never happened. It's hard for me to believe that there wasn't something personal that kind of attributes
has to
him. Has to.
Because he's not cheap. That's the one thing he is not cheap.
He's not. He pays his guys. So why didn't this cross the bridge? There's something that stopped it. And it's not, I know you talked about him and training camp, talking about the back tightness and eating nachos on the training table. There was speculation that him and, you know, Micah's agent and Jerry got into a little tiff.
Well, they don't talk.
They don't talk at all. Like, yes. There's more to it. And I think something that triggered Jerry's ego, why this all came into fruition.
Very, very possible. Training camp coverage on The Fan brought to you by Geico. Switch and save. Get more with Geico. So there's the NFC East story, essentially. You've got the Cowboys opening without Micah Parsons next week, Thursday Night Football in Philadelphia. I'll be doing that game for Compass Media Networks.
Oh, wow.
I was excited for that game. No, I am. Still, I mean, because I think the feeling around that game is going to be pretty wild. You got the Eagles celebrating their Super Bowl championship. The Cowboys, a lot of people think, are a complete and utter mess right now. So I think there's a ton of storylines into that game, which will be fun. And then, of course, the Giants will get them in week two in Dallas. Now, that having been said, a couple minutes. I know the baseball is not a huge story this morning, but Yankees do what they have to do. They've continued. They've now won, I guess it's five in a row when you go back to the Boston game to you know, not have that be a sweep. Great. They've done a nice job as they had to. They win last night in Chicago. All good. You can talk about Anthony Volpe all you want. That's fine. It's nauseating at this point. I hope the kid does better. Okay. That's the Yankee story for
you're right. Like, at some point, it is what it is.
It is right. They beat a bad team. I expect them to beat them, and that's exactly what they did. I give them props because it could be easy to, I don't know, not do well with prosperity like the Mets. Now, the Mets have every opportunity to still go win the next three games. They have every chance to have Jonah Tung on the mound tonight look like the next Nolan McClain. I know it's only three games, but he's been so good to begin. Can you go out there and beat the Marlins? I'm not saying they were going to sweep the Marlins, but do you have to come off the sweep against the Phillies? Not only lose, but give the damn game away. I mean, that seventh inning, even the third inning. The third inning and the seventh inning.
I didn't give it away. They looked asleep.
They looked awful.
Like, they looked like they stayed at a Holiday Inn last night. It was just like one of them things where you sit back, you're saying, we sat here yesterday, right? And we were talking about how sexy they look, how great, you know, McClain looked, and how all the bats were batting.
And all that's true.
And then yesterday, it was like, ugh. And it goes back to the question, which I love. Who are the New York Mets?
I don't know, because it's another one of these starts where, and I know this notion's out there from, I think Evan had it in the afternoon, and there have been, maybe even Sal talked about it, you know, the idea of the postseason, you're going to have to maybe stack two guys together because these starters just don't give you enough length. Maybe it's a Senga-Manaea type of game. Maybe it's a Manaea-Clay Holmes. I don't know.
But who's that? Who's that in the bullpen that can do that?
That's what I'm saying. I mean, stack the starters for one game.
I understand.
And that notion, I think, has some relevance to it. But even last night, and I know he was victimized by some shoddy defense, his own doing too, by dropping that toss from Pete Alonso. So Clay Holmes didn't help himself last night, but it's another one of these games. You look up, it's five innings. You're into your bullpen. A guy I never heard of is pitching in the sixth inning. And it's just, you know, they did a nice job. They fall behind. They come right back. They take the lead. The game's tied. It's just, it was sloppy. It was messy. The play by Nimmo out in left field. I'm not so sure the guy doesn't score anyway, but still, it looks bad. The Alonso play at first, the ball just right out of his glove. It was just one of those games where if you really wanted to build on the momentum, and that was the word you were using yesterday, yeah, maybe the Mets can really start to build some momentum. I really thought they needed to go out, and they still can, get 3 out of 4 this weekend and beat the Marlins, keep the pressure on the Phillies. And instead, the Phillies win, the Mets lose, and here we go, and the deficit goes back to game that you just kind of gained. And it's one of those games that's just kind of disappoints you.
You erase out of your memory.
But agreed.
That's how I feel about it. You just go, all right, we were asleep, we didn't win, let's move on. Even hopefully they can rally.
Even there was the pass ball in the inning. So now here's the good news. The good news would be, the way we saw Nolan McClain come up and give them not just a shot in the arm, but a major shot in the arm with the way he pitched, you've got another one of these kids now coming up tonight. He's going to get the start is Jonah Tong. If he goes out there and pitches well and the Mets support him and the Mets win, I think the momentum of the youth movement on the mound continues to grow. Because right now, while they are in no way, shape, or form a lock to be in the playoffs, though they are sitting comfortably at the moment with the Reds.
And the Phillies won yesterday.
The Phillies did win, yeah. He had the 4 home runs from Schwarber.
Yep.
While everyone's already, you know, trying to think ahead to playoff rotations, which I think is putting the cart before the horse just yet, if you want to play that game, right now, given the 3 games, there's no doubt if we were going to play a playoff game tomorrow night, he's in the rotation.
The way he performed the other night, 100%.
Absolutely.
It's not even a thought.
So I think we have another one coming up tonight, going to get the start. I think it, you know, lends itself to an added excitement this evening that I think last night could have been a buzzkill for.
Well, yeah, but I also think, to your point, they got to back them up, whoever that is.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? Like when you see the performance last night and the way those guys played, sure, you had a bad day at the office, but we're at the point where we're starting to run out of time. The runway is starting to shorten. Either we're going to take off or not. If you're a Mets fan, so to speak, I got to stop saying we, and I apologize. But, yeah, I think at some point the consistency needs to happen. And it goes back to that Braves series, right? You win. That last game should have been a no-brainer.
Mm-hmm. It felt like it for 6 innings.
And they fumbled that one. So those type of blurps can't happen if you want to be taken seriously.
No doubt. And again, they can win the next 3 games and win the series. And I think, like I said the other day, for them, it's about winning series. You know, you don't want to lose 3 out of 4 to Miami. You don't want to split four with Miami. You want to win the series. They put themselves a little bit behind the eight ball by losing last night. They still have an opportunity to do it. But yes, to me, it's about, you know.
And that's why Clay Holmes was frustrating. Man, after you see the young kid do what he did last night, how does that not give you enough, like, juice of, like, man, I want to do this. I want to replicate that.
I think it was Juan Soto was talking about, Steve Gelbs had the report during the game. I think it was Soto he was talking about. When they asked why does the kid seem to have it so early?
Well,
you know,
Mendoza was open about it. He goes, man, he makes it look effortless. It makes it look like what other guys struggle at. He can do it with ease.
And so Soto's point to what you're kind of describing is he makes it look easy because he's got so much movement on his pitches and he believes so much in it that he basically tells the other team, and this was the Gelbs report, he tells the other team, I'm coming after you. Hit it. And I mean, we saw with the highlight package that CBS Sports Network was putting together yesterday, Those pitches, he's striking
left,
guy.
Right, up, down, was all over.
I mean, nasty movement on these pitches. And you really get the sense that, for sure, the first time through he sees all these teams, you would think more of the same. And they're running again. The first sweeper they throw, nasty to the outside. The third or the fourth one they show, this pitch here, that, or excuse the next one, that's the Bryce Harper curveball. I think this is the one. Well, that, maybe it's not it either. But anyway,
yep.
They had the one that we talked about yesterday that starts middle of the plate, breaks to the outside on a lefty batter. Man, not many pitchers throw that type of arsenal. So the confidence he has, but also to go out and back it up and for Soto to notice immediately and to see it, I think says a lot about the kid.
I think that's the key word, confidence, especially for a kid like that. Yeah, you could do it. I know he did it in AAA, but for him to come up and say, no, I got this, and
yeah,
dominate. And look at the, I think for me, it was the bullpen, man. Those guys rallied around him. For a young kid like that, that's big. As you talk about confidence, we talked about Volpe lacking confidence. If Volpe had any of that, man, he probably bats a lot better and plays a lot better.
I mean, it's a head game. I mean, baseball is very much, you know, you even talk about in football, it was for you. You're kind of in your own head.
All day. Go to sleep with it.
Now think about, at least in football, you make a mistake, you got 30 seconds, you got another play. You make a mistake in baseball, you could be staring it down for a long at bat, a long inning, and, you know.
It goes back to that inning, Yankees-Nats. That third inning was 45 minutes. Right. And 77 pitches in, you talk about war down. Like, that's when we laughed at it yesterday, but that's when the mercy rule, you wish there was one. Right?
Give me 10 runs and out. 10 runs, go home. So, anyway, just one of those nights last night at Citi Field. I'm with you. Just kind of flush it, move on, don't think about it. But you got to come out here and win tonight. Don't let this linger. Because that's been the one thing about the Mets, which is where that question, I think, came from Giannotti last week when he says, what do they do consistently well? Because it's not winning.
Yeah.
They've been up, they've been down. Winning streaks, losing streaks, don't let one turn into something that can bury you or really hurt you down the stretch.
And you got to put on a bullpen. I mean, you just need more out of those guys. You got to get through five.
Agree. The starters.
Starters.
Yeah, no, I agree. And they need to play better, and they can't have lazy nights defensively like they had last night.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real-life moments. Maurice's.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
All right, final summer Friday, feel good Friday. Soon it'll be a football Friday right here on The Fan as we come to you live in the Built Ford Tough studio. It is Willie and Jerry in for Boomer and Geo. A lot this morning on the Micah Parsons trade, the Mets losing, the Yankees winning, all of that, and the highlights and more. And Chris Carlin sound, I think, this hour,
no,
too.
Not this hour.
Not this hour. Fantastic. Next hour.
I had to going through Jerry Jones. That's a process, man.
It is a process. I do understand. Yeah. I know that better than anybody.
Yes, I know you do.
Especially when he speaks for 45 minutes.
Correct.
I know.
And you said that was one question. He just...
We're gonna 6 or 7 minutes.
No, it was more.
Was it more?
We're gonna get to that. Yeah.
Wow. All right, Chris.
All right. We're brought to you by Flag and Anthem. Real clothes for real life. Yes, as I wrote here, Jerry Recco shortchanged Jerry Jones. So asked the first question during the Micah Parsons trade press conference last night. He spoke for 11 minutes and 5 seconds.
It was 11 minutes
without interruption. So, And this was the very start of it.
Well, without being too broad, obviously, we did think it was in the best interest of our organization, not only the future, but right now.
Well, he was very broad, because he just kept talking and talking and talking some more.
I did make Mike an offer. It wasn't acceptable, and I honor the fact that it wasn't done in the way that he wanted to do it through an agent.
But they never got to that point, which is the normal process for most players with a agent.
Put your damn act together.
The one thing I'm confused about is Steven, 4 weeks ago.
I thought you were going to say 30 minutes into the press conference when he finally got to
say something.
Sorry, go ahead.
No. When they were in Oxnard, this was a big topic again with the agent. And Steven interrupted and said, guys, we've been doing this. This is the way we always do it. I talk to the agent. Jerry always talks to the player.
Okay.
And yet he didn't say anything last night. Not that I remember, anyway. I didn't see all 45 minutes. But a lot's come up about this agent, and Jerry, he keeps referencing the agent. I'd like to hear more about what was Steven's conversation with the agent like.
So it's usually agent first, then Jerry and player?
Jerry does whatever he wants to do.
Right.
But supposedly, these were Steven's words from Oxnard in training camp.
Yeah.
Jerry deals with the player.
I deal with the agent.
I'm the one that handles the agent. But it hasn't sounded like he did in a while anyway.
Other than whenever that alleged conversation had where the agent or agency told him to stick it up there.
Which was all BS.
That ever happened.
Yeah. Right.
I think it was just the way he phrased it. Yeah.
Token thing. Yep. Yeah. Nevertheless, the two sides are moving on from each other. Jerry says they do so on good terms.
There's not an ounce of vindictiveness. There's no bad feelings on my part about the fact that we didn't come together on an agreement.
And beyond the money and the contract guarantee that Parsons ends up getting from the Packers, 4 years, $188 million, $120 million fully guaranteed, Jones says, hey, we addressed the football need with the acquisition of Kenny Clark and the deal with Green Bay.
The facts are, and we'll cover it, I'm sure, with many of your questions, but the facts are...
I'll answer them first.
Yeah. Specifically, we need to stop the run. And we haven't been able to stop the run at key times for several years.
So they feel Clark will be able to help them improve in that area. He did talk about how great Parsons is. It's not a knock on him, but that he felt this is what's best for the team right now. Now, this was all news to Michael Irvin, apparently, because he had this to say on ESPN's NFL Live yesterday afternoon, just a short time before the trade went down and became public knowledge.
Michael Parsons, hey, look, you can report all you want. There's no way they're allowing Michael Parsons to go anywhere. All of this is part of the negotiations. But I guarantee Michael Parsons not going anywhere. Jerry's not that crazy. This is all what we call just negotiation stuff.
Yeah, well, that didn't age so well.
No.
And then
it didn't.
A little different vibe from Irvin and an energy in his voice after the deal goes down and he hops on his YouTube page.
Oh, my God, I can't believe this, man. I've been here all day. I can't believe this. I cannot believe we just traded Michael Parsons.
So you hear the defeat in his voice, and then he's just searching for answers on the end result.
I know he loved Michael Parsons. So in order for us to be right here, something had to go down that hurt Jerry personally to make this crazy, dumb move.
Strong words.
So he just launched this podcast. You realize how many subscribers, and it's not millions, don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
He's got over 70,000 subscribers.
Well, I'm sure
already.
Having Jerry on last week didn't hurt.
probably, and also, I don't know what the numbers were at this time yesterday, but I would think they've gone all over the place, and all these networks are using them. I would think he's gained a lot more, and will continue to.
It is YouTube, though, yeah?
Yeah,
podcast,
yeah.
Podcast,
oh, yeah, yeah.
YouTube
yep,
page.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's, I think he calls it the locker room or something like
yeah.
that.
Yeah, well, strong words. I mean, it's a guy that, and when I say guy, Irvin to Jones, that he clearly still... I would say, Jerry, you agree, holds in high regard and seemingly has a strong relationship with her. Right? He's on the podcast last week.
Yeah.
He's a big part of this documentary.
Also, reading between the lines, listening to them talk in that interview last week on his podcast, they're business partners.
Yeah.
And have been for like 30 years.
But look, even if you go back to the clip, look what Michael said it without saying it. He goes, listen, Jerry loves this guy.
I know
like,
he does.
That's like a friend talking to the friend. He goes, I'm telling you he loves this guy. There's no ill will towards Michael Parsons.
He said, Jerry said that in the 46 minutes last night as well.
And that's why it goes back to my point. Something happened that triggered Jerry. He's like, enough is enough. I'm not dealing with this no more. Get him out of my
Maybe
office.
It was the agent. Maybe it was Micah. Maybe it was Friday night.
And it all goes back to your point. I think Jerry called Micah. And probably had a conversation. And something, there's more to this. And I feel like.
I agree. I don't think this is just a crazy old man that made a trade.
100%. Because, Jay, you can't tell me Jerry didn't know this was coming down the pipe as far as the backlash. He knew when he made this move, hell was coming with him.
Oh, for sure. He doesn't care about it, but he knew.
But something broke Jerry Black, man. I'm just going to go ahead
and
do this.
You don't think he cares about it at all?
No.
He's got none?
No. I think. To me,
I know it doesn't affect the bottom line.
To me, it's the same. They print money,
right.
So it doesn't.
That's what I mean.
I think it's kind of like when you sign. I really do, to a much lesser degree. I think you sign on to Twitter the first month and you're hurt because people hate you.
Yeah.
And are saying nasty things about you. I think by year 12, or in this case, year 30, it's noise.
Yeah, well, you've developed that much of a callus where they didn't touch you.
So. I mean, he's been called everything and then some. It is what it is.
And laughs all the way to the bank.
I mean, he wants to win.
Of course.
I really do believe that.
Yeah.
And
for people
win
that don't believe that.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, just if you watch the documentary, it comes. And I know that's 30 years ago, but he's still.
I mean, he bragged about buying the team with a handshake, right? Like he talked about, like, I've always been the smartest and quickest in the room.
Yep.
So.
Definitely does it his way. That is for sure. All right, let's get to the baseball locals now. Forgettable night for the Mets at Citi Field. Not able to sustain the momentum from that sweep of the Phillies earlier in the week.
Pitch. Broken back router, right side runner. Common fielded by McNeil. Throw home. The tag safe. Liam Hicks scores from third. Ramirez goes to third. Lopez is on at first.
Keith Rad, Odyssey Mets Radio, part of a rough top of the seventh where the Mets made a couple of errors. They end up allowing three unearned runs after Pete Alonso had tied the game with a two-run homer in the bottom of the fifth. Marlins end up taking the series opener 7-4. Even before the seventh, not an overall sharp performance for Carlos Mendoza's club early on either.
Just didn't execute, you know. Take the lead there. You put pressure right away on that first inning, but then, you know, it kind of gets away from us and give up three runs there in the third inning, you know, because we didn't make routine plays.
They are a bit of a perplexing team here. I know it's one game,
one
night.
That's a great word. That's exactly what they are.
Tough to figure as they don't up and down.
And they're not going to win every game. We know that.
Right.
And like I said, they could go win the next three games.
Sure.
It all would be fine. But I don't know. You just would have liked to have seen them get the series opener after sweeping the Phillies and kind of continuing on that track. And last night was just ugh.
Not crisp.
No.
They dropped the 1-4. Now they turn to youngster Jonah Tong, who will make his major league debut tonight. Here's Alonso on more hype and excitement for yet another impressive arm coming through their system.
He's obviously, there's been a lot of buzz about him. A lot of people have a lot of positive things to say. Tomorrow, congrats, obviously. But it's about winning ball games, and hopefully we can do our job.
To help him out on both sides of the ball, he'll be opposed by Yuri Perez. Another 7-10 first pitch can be heard on Odyssey Mets Radio. Mets fall back to five games behind the Phillies atop the NL East as Kyle Schwarber went nuts on the Braves down in Citizens Bank Park last night.
Hey, everybody looking for history from Kyle Schwarber, the 1-2 on the way. Swung on, hit deep right field, and there's history for Schwarber. It's his fourth home run of the night.
That's Scott Fransky with the Phillies radio call. Three-run shot to give him 9 RBIs on the 4 long balls. 49 home runs on the year now as the Phils pounded Atlanta 19-4. And, yeah, I think I was seeing on the SportsCenter copy, I guess he had a crack at a fifth.
Really?
I didn't realize that. Yeah, because this one was in the seventh. I think he popped up to left. It just looked like, you know, he kind of was like, he was going for
failure.
Fifth
so
one there.
Jealous.
So 21st guy to hit 4 home runs in a game. First Philly to do it since Mike Schmidt back in 1976.
Wow. That is third one this season. How about that?
Yeah. right?
Nick Kurtz was 6-for-6?
Yes.
Wow. I don't remember that game.
I think you were out or away or something.
Yeah, I don't remember that at all.
I was here. I'm pretty sure I was here the morning after that game.
6-for-6, yeah. 4 home runs, 8 RBIs. Wow. Yeah. It's a hell of a night.
Nice year for them out there in Sacramento. Let's go to Chicago. Another big game for Cody Bellinger. Makes him our thriving player of the game. Brought to you by ThriveWell Infusion for the second straight morning.
2 to Bellinger. Swing on a high drive, right field. That baby's going to leave the yard. Say goodbye. 2-run homer, Cody Bellinger. It's 2-0 already for the Yankees.
Dave Sims here on The Fan.
Hey now.
Open the scoring. Part of a three-hit night for Bellinger. He's our Yankees thriving player of the game. Brought to you by ThriveWell, New York's premier infusion and injection center. Saving lives drip by drip. Visit ThriveWellInfusion.com. More home runs for the Yankees. They're going to beat the White Sox 10-4 in the opener of their road trip. Trent Grisham, Jazz Chisholm Jr. go deep as well. So the trio of lefties there. And for two of them, giving some advice to Jazz, helping him settle into more of an offensive groove.
Your swing is your swing every day. And that's what he told me. Him and Grisham told me that. And ever since that, I just know whatever I go out there with, you know, feeling good or bad, you know, you just got to keep on working and go out there and just compete.
That's Bellinger now, what and Grisham did you talking did you, to Jazz.
Anybody think the same thing I thought when he hit the home run?
What was that?
Willie Mays Hayes? Where he puts his hands up for Major League.
I didn't think of that, but that's
a good one.
Yeah, I like that.
You just like it to
Major
me.
Major League guys. So I know. Sure, yeah. Anthony Volpe did make an error in this game, second inning, that led to 4 unearned runs. Yeah, right.
It's very funny.
Yeah, this one actually. Now, when he did that, was that one of the ones that got caught at the warning track and then he had to like tiptoe backwards?
Might have had to do his push-ups.
Now, are you talking one or two? You talking
one?
Was okay, so no.
The first one. All right, with so Wesley Snipes.
Yeah. I'm talking the Omar Epps where he's styling out of the box and it gets caught at the wall and he's got to tiptoe back.
Wesley Snipes with Wesley Snipes.
All right, so that's number one then. Very good. Volpe with the error, his 18th, but he did come back with a 2-for-3 night at the plate, including a double and a sacrifice fly as he looks to get himself back on track. Yankees will go for another one tonight. Carlos Rodon, Yoendris Gomez with 7 p.m. coverage here on The Fan as well as the free Odyssey app. I will find you some Chris Carlin now that I've sorted through Jerry Jones a little bit as we can play some Rutgers highlights for you coming up next hour. Okay. As they played their season opener and home opener last night. Held off Ohio 34-31. A little too close for comfort as they were a 15.5-point favorite. So they do get the win.
But covered the over.
The season. They did cover their team over, yes. I don't know about the game over. I'd imagine that went over as well. I'm not sure what that number was.
I don't know. Yeah. 34-31.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Very good. One quick one before the break. Gabe and Wayne. What's up, Gabe?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking the call.
Sure.
Further fuel the what the hell happened in Dallas stuff. When you look at the offer that Dallas made them, I think it was like 5 years, $202.5 million.
Now, where are you getting from?
So that rumored. So I apologize. Okay. I apologize. I'm pulling a rumored report. Right? So that to be totally fair.
Okay, because it sounds right.
It's somewhere. Yeah. So if it's somewhere in the neighborhood of like $41 million a year and it wasn't enough money, the 5-year deal void the fifth year option, right? If I'm not mistaken.
I would think.
That becomes a starting right now, 5 years out, right? The Packers traded for his fifth year option essentially and then extended him 4 years. So they gave him $188 million for those 4 years, which is $47 million a year. And that's what the agent, you know, Micah Parsons' agent likes to report. But in reality, you take that over the 5 years, the $24 million option plus that $188, he's taking $42.4 million in AAV to play for the Packers, which is slightly less than what's being, you know, reported or assumed that the Cowboys offered. Where it comes into play is that he's going to be playing 8 of his games now at Lambeau Field in Wisconsin.
You're going taxes on me?
Tax. Right, exactly.
I know it.
So I mean, but the point is just like he's taking less net money, less real dollars to be able to report that he's the highest paid, you know, edge rusher in football.
But you know what, though, Gabe,
one of the highest paid players in history, which is great.
But here's where this all comes back to monopoly money. I don't think that matters to him. What matters to him is that he is the highest paid non-quarterback. Mm-hmm. Even though you're probably right, I don't know the numbers that you just gave me to be true, but it sounds right. Point is. It doesn't matter. Like, honestly, I mean, Willie, you didn't make $47 million a year.
No,
But you've made a lot of money.
Sure.
When you get to numbers like that, do you even know what your direct deposit is, for God's sakes?
No, not at all.
It doesn't matter. Yeah.
You just know what
ego.
Yeah, you're trusting your agent to deliver.
Of course.
He did.
And I did see there was one report, not broken down. That was a lot of good numbers he just gave. There was one report, though, from a guy in Dallas, one of the guys that covers the team, that also brought up the state income tax in Wisconsin as opposed to playing in Dallas. And they said he's likely going to be making less money now. But again, to me, it isn't about that because the money's insignificant at that point. It's about where do you rank, and it's all about your ego. And clearly, you know what it's not about? It ain't about, I mean, for not in this case, but in a lot of cases, it ain't about winning for a lot of these guys. It's pay me the most money.
Now, for yeah.
Yeah, I mean, for him, he's going to, I find it hard to believe they're not going to win a lot. I expect them to. So that's, they can't say it in that case. Plus, he wasn't a free agent. But a lot of guys go sign to teams that don't have a great shot because it's the most money.
And you can't find them. They just get the bag and they're going home early every year.
And so. I've always said, where's the balance? I want to win. I want to get paid. I want to win. I want to get paid. Because in a lot of cases, you can do both because the money's so stupid.
Well, I mean, and to be fair, I mean, he's getting paid 40-plus, and he's going to a Super Bowl contender. So it's a win for Michael Parsons.
Yeah. And unusual for the Packers. We're talking to Fliegelman out on the warm-up
show. They don't usually do stuff like this.
No. They're usually a draft and develop team. They let guys walk, not only making a trade to bring in a player, but then giving him the huge payday on top of it.
And I mean, the two first-round picks.
I mean, the Packers have built a great roster. They got a strong offensive line. Yeah. Josh Jacobs. Jordan Love, if he's consistent and stays healthy, he's a top 10 quarterback.
Finally drafted a wide receiver in the first round after all these years, they got a lot of talent.
I would tell you, that playoff game a couple years ago, he looked like the greatest quarterback I'd ever seen.
No question.
It almost looked like they had...
I go back to that 2000 and 2003 when that Thanksgiving game when he was in Detroit. Remember that first drive? It was like a play action. He dropped like a 50-yard... he threw a 50-yard bomb to Christian Watson, and I was like, uh-oh. Like, it seemed like the light bulb had just came on for that kid, and then he started marching. So, and he was money good last year from week 11 to 17. He was great.
NFL Talk on the Fan presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday on CBS and Paramount Plus. All season long, visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. We will continue with the NFL Talk on the other side. Also, where was Willie yesterday? I have a pretty good idea. CeeLo might, too. So we will do that and more. Willie and Jerry in for Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurice's, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried-and-true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurice's.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
By 7:48, Willie and Jerry in for Boomer and Geo. Hey, the city's biggest indoor pickleball event is coming back October 10th and 11th, and it will indeed sell out. Sign up for the fun or the cash prizes. Go to 1010wins.com/pickleball for all the info. The pickleball tournament is presented by Nissan. At Nissan, we make cars that thrill. Experience the thrill for yourself today. Shop NissanUSA.com. Two quickies here for you. I'm going to go around the room in a moment, too. Okay. Number one, Bryant Park yesterday. You were in Bryant Park, weren't you?
No, I wasn't in Bryant Park. I was at
really?
at Ziegfeld over on 50.
Is that near Bryant Park?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, so I'm sure you stopped by for a little while where there were around 1,200 people for this special yoga class.
Oh.
Was that your first one?
No, I wish. I wish.
Have you gone yet?
I haven't.
Did you sign up yet?
Yes, I have.
You did?
Yes.
When does it start?
I go Wednesday. Yes, I go
okay.
Wednesday. Because the kids, I'm taking the kids to school. Kids start Tuesday.
Daytime yoga?
Yeah, man. I got to stretch. You know, I watch you golf every day.
I do play a lot, yeah.
And I have a guy who is kind of like my body mechanic that comes and stretches me out and all that stuff. He goes, man, you got to just stretch more. You
and I do too, by the way.
Right. And I think a part of the reasons why you and your son are great golfers.
I am not a great golfer.
You guys are limber. You just wrap your arms around yourself. You can do anything you want to do. Get any position you want.
How many people are you expecting in this class on Wednesday?
I was told it was about 20.
20. What's the over-under on men?
I don't know.
Two and a half?
I don't know about that, Jerry. I think I'm going to be the only brother in there with a bunch of house moms, if being totally honest. Yeah.
That's exactly what I would expect.
Me, Nancy, and Pam stretching it out. Talking
and you are going to be a sight.
Oh.
Please tell me you're not wearing the pants.
The yoga pants?
Yeah.
No, I'm going basketball shorts and a t-shirt.
Okay, yeah. That's fine.
I got to go run by Dick's and get the yoga mat.
What about some spandex shorts under the shorts?
Oh, I have that on now.
Okay. Oh, just making sure, because stuff could be hanging out then otherwise.
Yeah, no, I'm going to be walking around with my mat and with Stanley, getting it up with the girls. That's going to be me.
I would love to send Izzo with you. Just a video, you at your first yoga session with all these women.
I'm excited about it. My instructor seems like a nice lady. She's very sweet.
Oh, so the instructor's a woman, too.
Yeah.
So this is Willie and the women.
When I called up, she was like, yeah, just come on in. We'll have you. Thank you. Everything's great. Made me feel at home, so yeah.
Are you expecting to be sore?
No, because they got help blocks. So they have things where you can,
cheat.
If you can't. I don't know if it's cheating. I think I like to consider being assisted. I will be assisted. So I'm going to work my way. I took Pilates before. So the reason I took Pilates when I tore my Achilles, I met with this doctor from Yale. She was like, first of all, one, work out barefooted, right? And two.
Work out barefoot?
Yeah. So really? You got to retrain the sensories in your feet, right? To get that back.
Because
it was a significant tear. Nevertheless, she was like, go take Pilates. And so when I started learning about Pilates, it was one of the things they did. I forgot. I guess some German dude built this reformer to kind of rehab soldiers back onto the field. Mm. So soldiers who were bedridden at first, they would do all these exercises and stuff and kind of get back on it. So anyway, so that's why I started doing it. I fell in love with Pilates. Now I'm transitioning to yoga. So I'm excited about it.
Well, good luck to you.
Thank you, man.
I would love to see that. All right, next order of business. So we were talking baseball earlier. So Mark Teixeira is going to run for Congress for the state of Texas. And it made now he was with the Yankees, and he was a great player.
Yeah, I
know here.
Mark. I didn't know he was into politics.
Yeah, neither did I until I saw the story yesterday.
Wasn't he doing something on radio for a while? He was doing something.
He might have been. Yeah. I honestly did not follow his career after he was done with the Yankees, or his post playing career. I don't know. Yeah. You played on. You played for the Steelers. You played for the Jets. Anybody else?
No,
just those two teams, right? Yep. Give me the no doubt about it in your mind guy you played with. Give me two guys that you thought would go into politics or could go into politics. Because I do think when you look back at Mark Teixeira's playing days and all his press conferences, you could see politician in him.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I think so. The way he spoke, yeah, I do think so.
How he carried himself?
Yeah.
I think from the Steelers side, I definitely could have saw Charlie Batch, backup quarterback.
Oh, interesting, yeah.
Yeah, Chuck is, he's from Pittsburgh, but well-known and has a lot of in. I also saw from the Jets side, I definitely saw Brick probably doing it.
Mm.
Now he's a nurse.
Is he really?
Yeah, he's a nurse.
So he went back to school, or is that what he did when he was in school playing football?
No. Got retired and got all his certification.
Did Brickashaw Ferguson became a nurse?
His mother is an RN.
Is she really?
And he followed right in our path. He's a big-time nurse.
And he made significant money. No, I think it's amazing.
No, he's made,
a lot.
Big-time money.
Like, there's a lot of, one of the things that annoys me with pro athletes, sorry.
Yes, sir.
And clearly this isn't you and it's not Boomer, but the one thing that annoys me is this thought process that I've only got so much time to work and make money. Like, hey, last time I checked, after you finish playing, you can go get a job. You can still earn money.
Oh,
it's not like you're God-given right that you need to make all your money because you're a football player or a basketball player or a baseball player. Like, you're still capable to go get. That, to me, is very impressive.
No, yeah. He went to, he had to go to school. He went to school and, got certified and did all the things. Yeah, I agree with you. I think a lot of people, it's a grieving process. We've talked about this. When you retire, you got to kind of re-identify yourself and figure out who you are and what you want to do, where your passion is.
Your first day after retirement and you realized the rest of my life I'm not a football player. What do I do? Depressing.
Oh, it was brutal. I mean, for like 4 or 5 months. And I was getting into TV. I was getting a lot of opportunities. But it was still like not making sense to me from a standpoint. Like I was used to getting up at 5 a.m. working out. I just had my own regimen. I've been doing it since I was 13 years old. So I've always been on the football field. So to like not have to answer to anybody, if I wanted to sleep in all day, I could.
Well, that's kind of cool.
But, yeah, but like I'm kind of like you. Idle time bothers me. Like I like to have something on the docket.
Yep.
To have nothing, and to the point where my wife was like, "All right, you got to get out the house. You and the dog. He's scratching his neck, and you scratching your butt. Like this isn't it right now.
Not what she wants to see.
She's like, I got things to do, and you're in the way. So yeah." So
that's funny. Well, good for him. That's kind of cool. If I asked you guys right now, and you can't say the same person, at the radio, and Boomer's off limits because we all know, I see you roll your eyes. There's no doubt Boomer's the first one that comes to mind.
No, I thought you were going to ask us athlete. I had an answer prepared. Coming up with one here is going to be tough.
Who athlete were you going to say?
Curtis Granderson. I was always so impressed by him. I'd vote for him for any office.
I could see that.
He seems to actually care about people.
He is. I've met him once. He's a polished. He's very polished.
Yeah. All right, here at the radio station, Boomer's off the table. Rascona. And you can't say the same guy. Because I got a couple in mind, actually.
You know, I'm going to say Tiki.
Oh, that was mine.
Yeah.
You suck. All right, Tiki, I thought that too. Go ahead. You got to come up with somebody. We got a lot of people here.
You know what? Let's put Positive Tommy in office. Let him spread that positivity.
Positive Tommy.
Yeah, right.
No.
Tiki might be the only answer.
I was going to say Evan. Evan could be in politics. He knows the history of this country better than anybody. He knows the law, I believe, better than a lot around here.
I think you guys are missing one, too.
I said Boomer's off the table.
I know. I was going to say Al Dukes.
Yes.
Al Dukes, 100%, could be the nutty politician who everybody either loves or hates.
Right, I would be on the second part of that.
Very,
he would annoy me.
He'd be very polarizing.
Right, but he would be the guy that people would rally because he's the guy that's going to do what...
Well, that's what we're living with right now.
Well, I guess, you know what? I mean, thinking about it, they all annoy me anyway, so makes sense. No, all politicians
but
do.
But I can see Al like showing up at a union job, like a protest, and like leading the charge.
Yeah, I think you got him nailed. That's probably true.
He only likes to read headlines, though, like if a bill comes across his desk. Is he reading the whole thing?
An assistant.
AI.
He'll hire an assistant or AI, right. He will go to ChatGPT.
Which I think most of them do anyway.
It does seem like that sometimes with what comes out of their mouth. So, interesting. So,
I can see
you go out. I don't have one now because Evan and Tiki were the two. I mean, I said Evan, but I don't know that there's anybody else here.
I'll throw a name out there. Yeah. You guys don't know him as well. Marco Belletti, because he would just take no crap from anybody. He would say, this is the way it is. Shut up.
Well, Joe B could be like that too, but I wouldn't want him to be a politician.
Oh, Joe B would be great.
Not really.
No?
No, as a politician?
I think it would be must-see TV. You know how many wacky politicians there are?
There would be an executive order to, like, you know, fire a Jets offensive coordinator.
That could be. That very well could be.
How about you, Jerry? Don't sell yourself short.
No, I'm not even remotely interested in other people's lives, so I wouldn't want to be in charge of having to make decisions like that.
Okay. Uh-uh.
That is, I actually don't understand why people get into politics.
I do. Money.
In some cases, sure, as you move up the ladder.
Yes.
But the lower level politics, like even something as silly as, not politics, but something as silly as being like, you know, in the PTA, you're there to try and do good things. Everybody hates you, though.
And people don't like PTA people?
I don't think so.
No?
My wife tried to do the PTA, tried to be that person. She couldn't stand it. She couldn't wait to get out of there.
Why is that?
Because it was just too much. It was just basically, to put it on right real quick, it's just too much.
It's too much, and no one probably appreciates what you're doing, but everybody's got opinions.
Hey, right, right. And the people you're dealing with are not, you know, they don't want to hear your opinion. They don't want to go by it. She's like, you know, I try to give thoughts out there. They just do their own thing anyway. But you have to be there, though. You have to be at all the meetings. Yeah. You got to be at all the
events. And it's volunteer work.
And yeah, it's volunteer work. She's like, I'm never doing this again.
It's no little different from a little league coach.
But you deal with less people.
I've seen the way some of these coaches get handled, man. Like, from parents and the community.
Oh, no, it's
like
not.
I'm surprised that people sign. I'm surprised people sign up for that. Like, I've seen coaches get, they have to hide themselves after games from the onslaught of parents and nonsense they do.
I think that's more the circumstances with travel. Travel baseball is very political.
All travel sports.
Right, but I'm saying Little League is kind of like, it's Little League. You know what I mean?
Everybody thinks their kid's going to go to get a college scholarship.
I've seen some of these coaches like run to their car because they just know the way.
Well, then I was very lucky. In 16 years, I never had to run to my car.
You've never had an issue with a parent?
Not really. No. If you mean like a real serious issue, no.
Like we get nasty emails like, why isn't Chris playing?
No, I mean, were there a couple of, you know, moments or a phone call about this or that? Sure. Or, you know, argumentative or anything like that? No.
Yeah, I've seen some things.
Now, I've seen things,
Pop
too.
Pop Warner football, it gets nasty.
You ever go to AAU basketball?
Oh, fights happen.
Wrestling. Yeah. It's all nuts. Parents are crazy.
Oh, yeah.
But I was lucky that in all my years, and I mean, the amount of kids I coached, it's got to be in the 500. Never had a problem.
That's good.
I had one parent complain and ask me why I didn't put her kid at first base.
Oh, I believe that.
And I said safety. Safety. I go, he can't.
But that's
catch.
Not what he's talking about. I don't think she probably chased you down and was threatening you.
No. It wasn't that severe. No.
Right. That stuff, that's different. Yeah, that's not a big deal.
You were just telling the mom he was a liability at first base. Like,
no doubt.
We're running for safety, but
we're running late. Take a quick break. We'll come back, reset, and we're going to go around the league a little bit with Willie. That's the NFL, as we are getting set for week one in the National Football League. Willie and Jerry in for Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
Hmm.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale, happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.